Well, Dougie, you must be pleased to have got back to winning ways at Forest last week.
Yes, it was pleasing for the simple fact that we got what we deserved, and that was the 3 points. You know, I feel that over the last four or five games, our performances have been very good in periods of the game, but just couldn't quite capitalise on taking our chances and winning games. So our performances have been there, but it was nice to get 3 points and back to winning ways, as you said.
And a good move to set up the goal from Wilfried Zaha, and Glenn Murray giving himself the opportunity by moving into that space. Is that something they work on in training together?
Yeah. Yes, well, it's not them together, it's something we work on in terms of quick breaks and playing off the front foot, you know, as Wilfried did. It's another, you know, aspect to his game that not a lot of people will see, but he's working hard at that, you know, playing off the front foot, passing the ball on the run. It's a difficult skill, and Wilfried's he's mastering that now. And as you say with Glenn, you know, the thing is with Glenn, he keeps on getting into goal scoring opportunities, and that's why I never worry when he goes through a two or three game period not scoring, because I just know that being an ex-striker, if you're prepared to have movement and into the right areas, then the law of averages tells you the ball will be there in certain times, and as long as you're there the whole time, which Glenn was on Saturday, and he was throughout the game, in fact, and he got the goal that he deserved.
Great to have got to a semi-final, but in recent weeks, has the Carling Cup been something of a distraction and stretched the limitations of having such a relatively small squad?
Yes, well, it's not taking our focus away from, you know, the day-to-day working of being a professional footballer. It's not a distraction at all there. I wouldn't let that happen. But what has happened is, because of the amount of games we've played in such a short period of time, having a small squad, it's very difficult to cope with the amount of games and the intensity of the games that we like to play at. So therefore, you know, you're seeing some tired bodies and some, you know, not quite match sharpness to express itself in attacking ways, you know. So it has stopped us. I think it's put a little halt to our early season form in the league, but if we weigh it up, you know, I think we're in a good position in the top half of the league in semi-final right now. I think we would all have taken that in the summer, so halfway through the season I think we're in a fantastic position.
So this game against Birmingham on Monday, the players must have benefited then from having a week or probably 9 days before the game to prepare for it.
Well, what's happened is it's given a lot of opportunities for people to sort of to take their body off out of the firing line and just prepare in a more natural way, in terms of, you know, working small sort of time scales, and then having a day off and then working an hour small periods, rather than having to prepare yourself physically and mentally for a game upon game. So it's given us time to sort of reflect on what's just happened and looking forward to what's about to happen.
Chris Hughton's side, they've already had 8 Europa Cup games this season, but they've got a squad of about 24, 25 players. Do you think that you need to have those sort of numbers if you're going to compete on two fronts?
Well, I'm pretty sure Chris got knocked out of the Carling Cup early doors, you know, so the amount of games he's played, I wouldn't be surprised if he's too far in front of us in terms of actual games played this year. And you do need that, of course you need that. You need a 25-man squad so you can rotate the squad and use it to your best advantage. You know, I've tried to do that in the early rounds of the Cup and it's worked for us, but I've just found in the league it's just a difficult, a tall order to ask certain players to step in and perform at a championship level. And it's sometimes you're frustrated, because I do know that a fully fit squad and freshened up squad would certainly be taking more points than they have done.
And we're both sort of mid-table sides, but they've got a couple of games extra to play from most teams in the division. Do you see them as being promotion contenders at the end of the day?
Yes, I do, because they've kept a fantastic nucleus of Premiership players in terms of their back five that I strongly believe are Premiership quality, and they've got one or two strikers that can score goals in this division. So they have a good nucleus of Premiership players, and I strongly believe that when they get up and running in terms of momentum through the league, they will find themselves in the top six after the Christmas period, and I strongly believe they'll stay in there with the squad that they've got.
And you must be looking at turning some of these home draws into home wins.
Well, that's what you've got to sort of balance up. You know, I feel that the home draws that we've had, we couldn't quite open the door. We've performed well enough, but that extra yard, a bit of pace you need, wasn't there because of various reasons, as I've just explained. But I feel that now we've had a bit of a freshen up, we'll be looking to sort of capitalise, not only not getting beat but now winning games.
They've only had a couple of away wins this season, so you must be looking at this game as very winnable.
Well, I look at it in terms of, you know, if we do best, then it is winnable. You know, it's that's what it's about, and I strongly believe that we'll be freshened up and we'll be ready to go and looking to win the game.
Wilfred is suspended for the game, but I understand there's possibly good news about a new contract for him.
Yeah, there is a good news about Wilfred. I've asked Wilfred if he wants to stay at the club and keep on progressing. His answer was yes straight away, so he's now in the negotiations with the chairman and his advisors and put pen to paper on a new contract. So hopefully, you know, in the next week or so, that should be done and that should be tied up. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, he's a young guy, he's working hard at his game, and he wants to play week in, week out, and I'm delighted to work with such a young talent.
And on the injury front, how's Dean Moxey coming along?
Yeah, Dean he's coming along a little bit slower than we thought. You know, we've got a method at the club that we don't want to rush anybody back, because we feel if you continue to do that, it'll catch up. And, you know, it's worked for us at the beginning of the season with people like Nathaniel Klein, Anthony Gardner, not up to speed, and we just feel that, you know, it's better to take it a little bit easier with Dean in terms of pushing him. So he'll miss a game against Birmingham and possibly the one against Southampton and Millwall.
Any other injury worries?
No,
at all
thank
for you?
Goodness we're fine. Well, everything's okay. We've got offered Deco, the guy he's still got his ankle injury, but apart from that, we're all fine.
Has he gone back to Cardiff then?
He's gone back, but he is back with us twice a week, just to sort of keep an eye on him and see how his progression is.
Good luck for the game on Monday,
okay.
Maggie.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks.